How'd you feel when he died?
You know, it's so complicated because my mom died before he did. My mom struggled with cancer for like 5 years when I was like from 14 to 19. And after she died, that's when I joined the Navy. And when I joined the Navy is when my stepdad started to be nice to me. You know, like after my mom died and all that pressure was off of him, like he became a different person. And at some point, I like wrote him a birthday card and like forgave him, just mostly for him, not me, because I didn't really, you know.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. So I just didn't want that to be there anymore. I mean, I don't know. That's what I do. I care about, you know, that's what I do. So we became like, we were kind of close, which is bizarre. But I was like his favorite for a minute.
Yeah.
And then as weird as it is, like as much as I hated him, like I always yearned to have that kind of love from a father figure.
Yeah.
But I didn't trust him. And you know, it was just really complicated. When he died, it hit me a lot harder than I thought it ever would. Because I couldn't, for years, all I did was want him to die. But... And I didn't understand, like, why I had all this feeling for this man that I hated for so long.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was really confusing that I was overcome by emotion.
If you had to name, like, that salad of emotion, like, what was in there?
I was still angry because he never fessed up to it.
Yeah.
He's such a coward. It was just something that was unfinished because I told him it was okay. And I don't even know if he reacted to that. I didn't get an apology or anything, you know.
You're one of the strongest people I know, Samita. I mean, you've been through a lot. And you do it with a smile on your face. And you're doing it, you know. You're not giving up.
No. Well, my mom used to always say, she used to say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. There you go.
I love you, Samita.
I love you too, Peter.